A very interesting story in the Daily Maverick today by Raymond Sutner, talking about how this weekend the Shack Dwellers movement, Abakhlali Basemjondolo, buried another leader, Nokutula Mabaso, murdered in front of her children. Abakhlali claims that the ANC and the state complicity and the police have carried out no investigation of the crime scene. Alarmingly, not only is their government silenced, but major organizations concerned with democratic rights have said nothing, a grave signal to the poor. And he also reports that the murders of Abakhlali Basemjondolo leaders and activists, now 23, have passed without much public or police attention. So let's put some attention on that now and speak to the General Secretary of Abakhlali Basemjondolo, Thapelo Mohapi. Thapelo, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. Tell us about the latest incident involving Nokutula Mabaso.
Thank you very much, Wendy, and good afternoon to the listeners. Yes, we are a movement under siege. Our only crime is being poor, and our only crime is to speak out about the disservices that are taking place in our communities. Nokutula Mabaso was an activist. He was in the forefront in the assisting people who are facing floods. He had a soup kitchen that was communal, that was cooking, not only for the Ekenana community where she lived, but other communities that were faced with this devastating flood. But she also led a communal project which had a garden and a chicken farm. She was in the forefront. She was a youth league, a women's league leader in the community. She was only 40 years old, very active, very humble, was not political, but drove all the activities that were empowering the community. She was shot four times, at the back, two times in the front. So the people who killed Nokutula knew what they were doing. They did not want to leave her alive. She was in a meeting in a community hall, and then she decided to go and attend a port of prize because the children were still sleeping at the time, because it was around 7:30 p.m. She went into the room as she was coming out to go back to the meeting. She was shot at that particular time. Her cell phone was taken away, which is all points to the fact that there was a motive behind this. Before that, on the 8th of March, Deputy Lead Chairperson of the branch, Ayanda Ngila, was assassinated in the broad daylight at 3 p.m. in the very same community. And Nokutula had seen the murder and had witnessed the murder, and was a potential witness in that particular murder. And we have every belief that it was not only the commune that he was driving with other leaders that are actually targeted in Ekenana, but also the fact that she had actually witnessed the murdering of Ayanda Ngila on the 8th of March.
Thapelo, why do you think there's been such little activity and reaction from the police to investigate this murder?
We believe that if you are poor in this country, the justice system does not work for you. Nokutula is a woman just equally as any other woman in this country. She, on top of that, is an activist. We had hoped that the Minister of Police would have responded after we've made some several calls, phone calls to him. We've reported this matter to the Human Rights Commission with no avail. We've reported this to the National Prosecuting Authorities. The targeting of that commune is not new. It has been there. At one stage, the ward councillors would go and demolish people's structures armed with the branch executive of the ANC in the ward. So it's not something new. We've reported things, and the state organs have failed. But we have come to a conclusion that we, as the poorest of the poor, particularly us who are living in informal settlements, are alone. We must never think that the government is always on our side. Right. We have no hope, no trust in the justice system. Nokutula was just not as important in the eyes of the state, and that's why she is killed with impunity and no follow-up. In fact, Mandy, at the time when she was assassinated at night, some of the leadership had to go and get the police in Cato Manor to come and into the crime scene as a procedure. One would have expected the police would have been there. How can the police arrive at a murder scene 2 hours later?
Yeah.
Would this happen in somebody who lives in Sandton, in Mhlanga Rocks, or anywhere else? No, it only happens in informal settlements because we don't mean anything in the States.
Tapelo, thank you very much. I'm sorry we have to leave it there. Tapelo Mohapi, the General Secretary of the Abakhlali Basemjondolo, speaking there about the murder of yet another leader. It is a shack dwellers movement. It's organized land occupation, built collectives, campaigns against evictions and xenophobia and for public housing. And these murders are taking place and there seems to be very little reaction from the police and very little outrage too. A very interesting article there from Raymond Suttner in the Daily Maverick.